Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. This week, I wanted to take you out of the paddock and up to the kitchen. I'm going to share with you one of my favourite roast beef recipes. And I don't know what your Christmas table is like. Our family tends to be very traditional with roast turkey, sometimes some chicken or some pork. There's always ham and some salads and all the trimmings. And I'm always surprised that we don't include roast beef on the Christmas menu. So this year, I'm hoping this recipe will inspire you to think about beef taking centre stage on your Christmas table. The recipe I'm about to share with you is a sear roasted beef fillet with cognac peppercorn sauce. It's incredibly tasty and it's a pretty straightforward recipe as well. So I'm going to talk you through the ingredients and then my tips on putting it together and preparing it for your family. First up, you're going to need the following ingredients. One whole beef tenderloin. You can use an eye fillet if you like. Some salt, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1 medium clove of garlic that you'll mash up to a paste, 1 teaspoon of honey, 1 teaspoon of soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of finely chopped fresh thyme, some fresh ground black pepper, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Now when you're making up the sauce, you're also going to need the following. 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1/4 cup of minced shallots, 1/2 cup of cognac. Now, I don't know what's in your drinks cabinet, but I use brandy and it's more than okay for the sauce. You need 3 cups of unsalted or low-salt chicken stock or broth, 4 small sprigs of fresh thyme, 2 cups of heavy cream, 2 teaspoons of fresh cracked black pepper. You need 1/4 cup of finely grated Parmesan cheese, 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons of fresh lemon juice. You can add a little bit more as you need as you're making the sauce up, and 2 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce. Don't worry if you haven't written all of this down. I've put a copy of the recipe on the Rayner Ag Facebook page. I actually came across this recipe on finecooking.com and I thought it was too good not to share with you. So I'll talk you through it and then we'll duck across to the kitchen as I give it a go myself. Now I find that the sauce is the part that always takes the longest in preparation, so you can start on that first. And if you like, you can actually do it the day before and keep it in the fridge overnight. It's entirely up to you. So if you're going to make the sauce first, what you need is a medium-sized saucepan and take it and melt the butter over low heat on your oven. When you start to make the sauce, you need a small or medium-sized saucepan and you'll use it to melt the butter over low heat on your stovetop. Stir in the shallots that you've minced up. I mince mine up with a blender just before I start to put them in. Stir them into the butter and cook them until they're really tender. Once you think that they're looking pretty good, add the cognac or the brandy and turn the heat up to high so it starts to boil. You want to try and reduce that mixture down to about 1/2 the size it should be. It shouldn't take that long really to boil down. When you get to that level, add in the stock and the thyme and bring it back to the boil. You're aiming to reduce that mixture back down to about 1 cup in amount. When it gets there, take out the thyme sprigs. Now that took me a little bit of time just to boil it down, but once I got there and I took the thyme out and I thought it was reduced enough, you can stir in your cream and your black pepper and then bring the heat on the stove back down so it's just on a gentle boil. Keep it cooking till it's reduced to about 2 cups and it's a bit thicker than cream. Now if you're really happy with that, take it off the heat and whisk in the Parmesan and the mustard, the lemon juice and the Worcestershire sauce. Now when the cheese is melted, you can season it up to taste. So if you'd like it a little bit differently, you can add a little bit more lemon just to make it a little bit sweeter or change the taste according to your own preference. If you make it the day before and you let it cool in the fridge, then you need to think about reheating it gently when you want to serve it with your beef. So don't go and nuke it in the microwave. Just bring it back up to that gentle boil. So that's the sauce and it's really tasty. So let's head over to the kitchen.
Okay, so you can hear bubbling away here, the cream and the stock reducing down with the cognac in it. It's starting to smell pretty good. It's just on that little light boil that it says to reduce it down so it thickens up a little bit more. And then we'll add some of the Worcestershire sauce and the lemon to it and really start to spice that sauce up. And while that's just reducing down over here, as I make a mess in the kitchen, I'm actually putting some honey in here. So this recipe for the beef, and I've got the beef just here, just resting, and I put some salt onto that and just wrapped it up. You can hear in the alfoil, wrapped up in the alfoil with a lot of salt on it. Salt's really good for beef and it'll bring a lot of flavour out for it. That tenderloin that I bought earlier, just got it coming up to room temperature with that salt just absorbing into it, and the foil just helps it soak in and wrap its way in. So this glaze with a bit of honey in it. Normally I don't use a lot of honey, but this recipe calls just for a little teaspoon of honey. So honey's actually quite delicious to use in a lot of recipes. We know some health people are always advocating how good honey is, so I'm just putting that in with the Worcestershire sauce and the Dijon mustard, and then I'll put in a little bit of soy sauce and some thyme and a bit of pepper and some olive oil. I'll mix that up, get that as a really nice little garnish, and then shortly I'll take the beef out and I'll sear it on the barbecue. I reckon that's probably the easiest way to sear it, and then I'm going to roast it on the barbecue. It's going to be terrific. And while that's roasting, I'll come back and finish my sauce that's reducing down on the oven right now. It's starting to smell good, so wish you were here with me, because you'd really start to feel your taste buds kicking into gear on this one. Now with the beef, you really want to take care of it. Remember, this beef is the product of a couple of years of hard work on behalf of a breeder who chose a bull and raised the animals on the best feed to produce your meal. So let's treat it with a fair bit of respect. I actually use my hooded barbecue to do my roasting. Preheat your oven to about 240 degrees. If you're using a barbecue with a hood, I turn all four burners on and leave the hood down so that I get the oven up to that temperature that I'd like it to be. If you're going to roast inside, you'll need to heat up a flame-proof roasting pan over your stovetop. Get it reasonably hot. You might need to use two burners if it's big enough. Because you'll be using a pan, add a little bit of olive oil in, get it to coat across the pan, and then add your beef. What you want to do is cook it, turn it with some tongs until it's browned on all sides. Might take you a little bit of time depending on how big your beef is. Once you've done that, take the beef off and place it on a cutting board. Brush the glaze that you've just made over all sides of the beef. Put it back into the roasting pan and roast it in the oven to an internal temperature of about 48 degrees for rare. That's about 16 or 20 minutes, just depending on the size of the roast that you're using, or about 51 degrees for medium rare, which will take a little bit longer, maybe about 22 to 26 minutes. I actually do things a little bit differently. Because I'm using the barbecue, I take my fillet and I sear it on the barbecue grill. And once I've seared all four sides, or rolled it across and seared it so that it's completely browned, I then take it off and I put it back on a plate, and I use a little brush to put the glaze across all sides. Once the glaze is across all sides and I think it's pretty coated, I put it on a roasting rack and place it in the middle of the barbecue. I turn the middle two burners off so that I can keep a consistent heat and it's not directly over the meat while I'm roasting it. And I use the outside two burners to maintain the temperature. I also try to have the barbecue temperature in the hood at about 180 degrees, and I keep an eye on my beef by using a meat thermometer. Meat thermometers are really handy. And if you've got someone who likes to cook in your family, it's not a bad little gift. They're pretty easy to find. You can get them at home hardware stores or even in some of the grocery stores. So once you've got your beef looking at that internal temperature that you like, whether it's rare or medium rare, you can take it out, let it rest under some foil for about 10 minutes or so. Then you can slice it and serve the beef with the sauce that you've made earlier. Now, if this isn't one of the nicest roasts you've eaten, I'll be really surprised. I think it was absolutely delicious, and every time I've made it, I've been really happy with it. It goes so well with roast veggies or with a salad, and even does really well as cold sandwich options for lunch the next day. So if you are settling in to watch, say, the Boxing Day test match, it could be a great lunch option for you. I hope you really enjoy this way of preparing beef for your family. You can always let me know how it goes. If you'd like to send me a picture to the Rainer Ag Facebook page, you can. Or you can share a tweet to AlRainer302. If you need a copy of the recipe,
just get in touch with me through my website, www.rainerag.com.au. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your meal, and I'll catch you next time.